And some people just say cooked coffee. I've heard that.
I don't know what I've heard.
And suppose this little boy is thirsty, so he'll probably come in the house and say, Mama, give me a...
He wants a drink. Well, most of them say, give me a Coke nowadays.
But if he wants water, he'll probably say, give me a...
Drink of water.
Or...
glass of water.
Yeah. And then he just stands there and keeps gulping it down and drinks and drinks the water. And then when he gets through, he looks up at his mother and he says, boy, I sure what?
Got plenty of water, thirsty.
Or I sure, if you're going to use...
He said, I sure drunk a lot of it.
Yeah.
Drank a lot of it.
And then his mother will say, well, how much...
Yeah.
What
did you drink?
Yeah, or how much have...
You drank.
Mm-hmm. And then suppose a friend comes in, this is somebody you know real well, comes in while you're eating supper, what would you probably say to him?
Come sit down and have supper with me. Mm-hmm.
And then would you ever say draw up, or draw up a chair, or anything
no,
like that?
No, I've never heard that word used.
Well, suppose this was a stranger, or at least it was somebody that you didn't know very well. Would you say the same thing in the same way, or would you probably say it in a different way?
Oh, I don't know. Everybody looks like me.
You say.
Come in and have a bite or two with me, something like that.
Yeah. What would you suppose you just sort of pointed around over the table and you said, well, if this man sat down, you say, well, go ahead and...
You help yourself.
Mm-hmm. And then you offer him some potatoes, and he says he doesn't like potatoes. So he says, no, thank you, I...
Don't care for them. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't say he didn't like them. He'd just be polite. Yeah. He didn't care for them. He wanted to say, I'll get you.
If you take some food that's been left over from one meal to the next and you put it on the stove to heat it up for the next meal, what do you call it, you say?
Warming it over.
Mm-hmm.
Or heating it over. We say warming it over.
And what do you do to your food? What, when you eat, you...
Chew it.
Yeah. If you, well, what's this stuff, that, what do you call the stuff that you make with cornmeal, but it's real, it's
marsh.
A very, yeah.
Marsh.
You ever use?
He just said grits, I expect. He likes grits.
I do too, I'm telling you. That's grits and red gravy and ham. That's,
yeah. You go down the south, man, but you can, don't you?
Now, what do you call the, corn that's puffed up, well, not popcorn, but the other kind, it's been boiled or something. I don't know exactly how it's made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big, big gray, sort of white.
No, I don't know anything about that. I've never seen that. I don't think.
Hominy is what I was thinking
about.
Oh,
hominy, sure.
It's kind of hard to describe. How do they make hominy anyway? I'm not even sure about it.
Way back then when I was a child, the way they made hominy, they were going to lie down out of wood ashes and soak the corn in it till that shell come off. Then they soaked it in water, soaked it in water, so they got all that lye out, and then they cook it, fry it, or whatever. But now they manufacture stuff, it's different.
I guess so.
But I do know how they did that.